We've been hearing about the South China Sea in recent months, through which about 20% of the world's commerce passes. China has been aggressively building out islands to buttress its claims there, which in turn has led to confrontations with the U.S. and other countries. There is also a court battle going on, a case by an international tribune in The Hague brought by the Philippines against China. It challenges China's claim on most of the South China Sea, and it's due to be decided tomorrow. China's basis for its claim, mostly, is history. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us now to explain China's view. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And where does your story begin?
Well, Renee, I wanted to meet people whose lives are actually connected to the South China Sea, so I visited China's Hainan Island, which sits at the northern end of that sea. And this place is important because, as you mentioned, China's claims to the South China Sea rest in part on the fishermen of this island who have been fishing in these waters for centuries, and so therefore China claims that most of the South China Sea belongs to them and not to its neighbors, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. In the town of Tanmen, I met 35-year-old Wang Zhenzhong. He's done pretty well for himself. He graduated from college in Beijing, he runs his own business, and he likes to play the guitar. He tells me that, like many folks here, his ancestors were fishermen. One thing that makes Wang different, though, is that he and his family are in possession of something very ancient and very rare. It's something central to the identity of people in this town and to China's territorial claims to the South China Sea.
For thousands of years, fishermen have fished our ancestral sea, the South China Sea, with no more advanced technology than this book, a sailboat, and a compass.
Its title can be roughly translated as the Book of Maritime Routes, and it's at least 6 centuries old. It contains sections on navigation, weather, currents, medicine, and other information useful to fishermen. Wang says his dad keeps his copy under his pillow, but he shows me his photocopy. Wang and I read part of the ancient text together. These are directions to an island in the Paracel chain about 190 nautical miles southeast of Tanmen. The Paracels are claimed by both China and Vietnam. Wang Zhenzhong says that this book shows that fishermen from his town named the islands using their own local dialect.
This is the most compelling evidence that the South China Sea belongs to China. For 3,000 years or more, our ancestors have been fishing in these waters just like in their own home.
Wang says that his grandfather's grandfather perished at sea, but that didn't stop his family from fishing in every major island group in the South China Sea.
Even after someone dies at sea, fishermen will sail to waters even farther away. This is the spirit of Tanmen people.
At this time of year, many fishing boats are in the docks for repairs at Tanmen. Only a few decades ago, these were mostly wooden sailboats. Now many of them are 100-ton steel trawlers with electronic navigation systems. The government subsidizes the building of these boats, and it's also recruited many of the fishermen into maritime militia units. Critics charge that China has used these militia forces to build up artificial islands and reefs, to harass ships of its Southeast Asian neighbors,
and also interfere with the operations of U.S. vessels.
Andrew Erickson is a professor of strategy at the U.S. Naval War College in Rhode Island. He accuses China of trying to create confusion about whether the militia forces are military or civilians.
By obfuscating and having these forces lurk in the shadows, China's trying to have it both ways in a way that doesn't accord with international law.
Erickson says there should be no confusion as the militia take orders from the military.
It's high time that the U.S. made statements in advance so that it's clear to everybody that the U.S. is wise to China's game, that the U.S. understands what's going on here.
And Anthony, so Andrew Erickson there just mentioned the U.S. What exactly is the connection between these fishermen, their island, their ancient books, the militias, and the U.S.? How does it fit in?
Well, Renee, the U.S. is not prepared to give up the strategic dominance it's enjoyed in the Western Pacific for the past century or so, and China is no longer content with that arrangement. So whatever the International Tribunal rules tomorrow, both countries are certainly going to be increasingly bumping up against each other as they beef up their forces in the South China Sea. And that includes these Chinese maritime militia and fishermen. And this is why Erickson is saying that the U.S. has got to try to better understand local people and institutions in China and how they operate.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn joining us from Beijing. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome, Renee.